Okay, let's get into Parsha Shoftim, Tufshin Pei Dalad. Tonight's shiur is sponsored in honor of the 75th birthday of Professor Charles Sprung by all of his loving children and grandchildren. We wish him well, again, in honor of the 75th birthday of Professor Charles Sprung by all of his loving children and grandchildren. Let's get into Parsha Shoftim. The parsha starts off with much having to do with Mishpat and Shoftim. Shoftim, Vishotim, Titin Lecha, Bechol Sharecha. The judges are appointed in all the Yesha'arim, v'shaftu asayim mishpat tzedek. We have the power of the judges, and then we have the power of the Rabbanan. As we continue a little bit later in the parsha, v'asisa esapi adavar sheyad yidulacha mina makom azeh sheyivchar Hashem. You shall follow everything that the Rabbanan tell you to do. Alpi haTorah sheyorucha, based on the Torah, v'al mishpat sheyomer lacha taaseh lo tasur min hadavar sheyidulacha yaminu smol. Do not swerve. Do not swerve from what I tell you. Yaminu smol. Don't go right or left. Says Rashi, yaminu smol. Quoting the Sifri, afilu omer lacha al yamin shu smol. Even if they tell you that your right is your left and your left is your right, you still have to listen to them. Surely if they tell you that your right is your right and your left is your left, you have to listen. But even if they tell you your right is your left and your left is your right, that is what you have to listen to. Says the Klei Yakar in source number one, where does Rashi get this from? Where does the Medrash get it from? Where does you see it in the Lashon? So Venera says the Klei Yakar should dictate bazeh. The diuk is the flow of the pasuk. Midelo kamar, the pasuk could have said lo tasur yaminu smol min adavar. Don't turn right or left from what they tell you. It doesn't say that. It says don't turn from what they tell you right or left. Meaning they're telling you right and left. Since they see yaminu smol after the phrase "shiyagidu l'cha shma mina," must be, says the Klei Yakar explaining Rashi, "Shahachi gamar avo bishakafiya ms einu yaminu smol zulas mashim yagidu l'cha shu yaminu smol." The only reason thing that makes it yaminu smol is that "shiyagidu l'cha." Even so, right? Afilo omer l'cha yaminu smol. But again, it doesn't say lo tasser yaminu smol manadavar. But could this put later? But the question then is, Ubatam Davarzen is Kasho Mafarshim, Vinasu Tamim Rabim, already from the Ramban. The Ramban is telling you that it can't be. How could it be that the right and left is right? There has to be something deeper. That's why the Ramban, the Sifsech Chachamim quotes the Ramban idea, even if they're saying that it looks like Yaminu Smol to you, but it is not, still, you must listen. But the Klei Yakar has his own pshat about what it means, yamin usmal. Ukfiya ms einani roshim koshi bedavar. Says the Klei Yakar, not only do I have an answer that says there is no question. What's the question? Kfikvar amru razal, Chazal already tell us in Chagiga and other similar ideas. Shema yomar adam. Hova halalu matarim halalu matamim. Person might say, some people say tame, some people say tar. Halalu osim, halalu matirin. I can't get through any daf of Gemara without a machlokas. Hey chani lama Torah. Me'ata, how can I learn Torah? There are so many different opinions. Tamalomar, nitnu me'roa echad. Kulan kel echad nasnan. It all comes from one shepherd. It all comes from one God. Right? Everything is as the one source, even though it splinters into different opinions. V'kasha, ask the Klei Yakar, how do you understand the Gemara? Halo haja kush l'duchte. So, hechani lama Torah. Still, there are so many opinions. So what that it comes from one source? But how can there be so many different opinions? Ela biir adavar hu. But what's the explanation? Shebechol davar tuma v'tara, yish kama panim l'taro, l'kama panim l'tamo. In every Torah concept is complex. It's not simple. It's complex, multi-layered, multifaceted. There are tzadim to say tami, there are tzadim to say tar. V'ma Torah taharasa hu. If the Torah says tar, it's mipnei shat tzadim hamar impnei tara. Hey, Merubin Yoser, Alapanim, Amar Bnei Tuma, Vechen Lehefech. There are tzadim, whatever's the rov, whatever is the defining characteristic. That's what determines. Vehu Adin, that's by Tami and Tar. Vehu Adin B'davar Mutar V'Aser. It's the same thing by Yisra V'Heter. V'Kasher U'Pasol. Everything has multifacets. And when we give a psak, it's because that's what the defining part of it is. Umitam Zeh Amru Chazal, and because of this, Chazal say Sheim Amanin L'Sanhedrin Ad Sheyadil Atara Sheretz Min HaTorah. What does the Gemara say? You have to know how to be Matara Sheretz. What does that mean? We have to know the against the halacha. The tamal shadavar, no. Shem lefamim tzrichan lawashah, because sometimes you have to rely, you have to know the depth and the layers and the facets of every halacha that maybe you'll need to rely on the other tzadim. Look at it in a different way. If at a certain point in history you're going to have to come up with a chiddush psak, if the chacham knows that sad, then he could use it. He could have it as a sniff. Oz yachal achacham o'anavi litzaref lisvaris eis lasos Hashem. Right, it's eis lasos, we have to violate, but at least you have a tzad to, on that side of the psak. Osan miyot svarish var nitchu machbas harov. Those minority of opinions. V'leilich achar amiyot koharas Elio bar Carmel. Like Elio bar Carmel when he had to have a harasha. Avalim ein achacham o'anavi yodea shum svar alahefech. But if the navi of the chacham don't understand the sugya ad asof. They know a few things and what the psak, you know, what it usually is. But then if an exceptional case comes up, they're lost. They wouldn't be able to tell. As the olam lo yitara, filo barasha. What does Rashi say at the beginning of Beis Adav Beis? Koch tatera adif. You really have to know the halacha in order to be able to be mekel. If you don't, anybody can be machmir. I'm not sure, I'll be machmir. I'll tell you it's aser. That doesn't take anything off my back. But if I'm a responsible, authoritative posek, and I want to give a psak, I'm only going to give a heter if I really believe in it. So if I don't know, then I'm not even going to give a heter even by Rasha. I'll think this is Likuva. You can never get out of it. Varayu mechuyav l'taro. But there are certain situations which are shas atchak, eis la'asos l'ashem, right? They have to rely on l'mi etzvaris, anotom l'hefech, v'isra ruba t'kenegdo. V'embezen shalamata poskim tar al davar shutami ben haTorah. If the bezen poskim tar, hovi etzvaris gam l'taro. So that's their right. Ki nasan Hashem koach gam l'bezen shalamata, la'asos svaris l'kan u'l'kan. Hashem gives that power. Right? He doesn't quote it, but the Ritva, right? The Ritva lived, 250 years before the Klei Akar. The Ritva says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he gave him all these different studim, Latame and Latar. V'nisrabu asvaras hanot and litzatara. V'yalkein, yotha amru chazal. That's what Chazal say in that same sugya, Chagiga Daf Gimel, asay azdacha kafar keses. Make sure your ear is open. V'kene lev lishmoa. Divrei amatarin, v'divrei amatamin. You have to hear all sides. Because we always have to know all the different svaras. You have to know why you should be chayiv, why you should be pater, why you should be aser, why you should be mutter. That's what it means. Be makabel, if they tell you yamin is small, because in this case, the svara of yamin is going to apply, even though small usually wins. Or the opposite. That's what it means. Yamin shu small, small shul yamin. There's always these elements of yamin and small in all areas of Torah. So it's usually we go one direction, but once in a while we have to go in the other direction. Omitam zeh roy lekabel mehem afilum omer al yamin shu small mitzad osan svaris anotim gam mitzad small vizet derech nachon ma'od says the Klei Akar. That's what I think is going on here. Okay, so that is the Klei Akar, again, relating to the sugya of Elu ve'Elu, right? Relating to the sugya of Elu ve'Elu, that there are so many different svaras and complex sugyas and shas, and that's how we hold. Okay, so Malchus is a major topic of the Parsha. We have all the dinim of the Melech, and of course, how to understand this. We discussed in the past the Rishonim in Sefer Shmuel, the Rishonim here. How do you look at it? So if you look at the psukim, when you come to the land, and you settle it, v'amarta, you will say, that is the very ambiguous, you will say it's a good thing, you will say it's a bad thing, you will say it's just a reality, you will say, it doesn't say, you shall, you are commanded to. Most of the time when there's a command, do this. So the next pasuk sounds like a command, som tasim alecha melech, that's a command. But you have this background pasuk, which we don't know. Is it this just situational? If you do this, then this is the way to do it. V'amarta asim alai melech kachol agam rashes b'vosai. Very challenging pasuk. This only time in the Torah it says, you're going to say do this to be like the goyim. right? There are isurim, uvechukoseyam loseilecho. There are isurim, not to be like the goyim. But you'll say that, I want to be like the goyim. Som tasim alecha melech, kasher yivchar shem alekecha bo. So, when you say this, then appoint a king, right? Place upon you a king. Every word is darshan bechazal. Mikerev achecha, tasim alecha melech. From amongst you, appoint a king. Lo sucha laseis alecha ish nachri, asher lo achichahu. You appoint a king, it's got to be from within. From within, but there are rules. If you have the king, raklo yarbelo susim, not too many horses. V'lo yashvez ha-Mitzrayim, connected to bringing the am back to Mitzrayim. V'lo yarbelo nashim, not too many women, wives. V'kesef v'zav lo yarbelo ma'od. So three isurim and one mitzvah saseh. V'haya kishivto kizei ma'amachto. V'kasav lo esmishta Torah zos al sefer. When he sits on his throne, he will have to write the mishta Torah zos. Right, the Torah, Milafei Achonim Alviim, Bahaisa Imo, Vekar Bokhoi Mechayev. And he'll have to read it his entire life, Lamant Yilmad Liyir as Hashem Lokav, so that he will learn to fear Hashem, Lishmar Skoderia Torah Zos, Haskukum Eila La Asosam. To do all the mitzvahs, Levilti Rum Levavo Meachav, so that he doesn't become haughty and hold himself above his brethren, Ulevilti Sermon on Mitzvah Yemin Usmol, and not to turn from the mitzvah. So there are many different lines here, and elements that we have to try to decipher and figure out. So, two thoughts, or three thoughts, relating to the four thoughts altogether, looking at it now, relating to the Melech. We'll spend some time on this. So, one thought is a more general thought from the Simin Labanim from Rav Kashtiel. Says Rav Kashtiel in source number two, Simin Labanim. B'sefer Shmuel mochiach Shmuel es ha'am. In Shmuel, as we know, the Navi is very upset that they asked for a king, and all the different shatim exactly what was the problem with asking for a king. So if you think about it, Rav Kashtiel here has a number of points. Two, we'll split it up into. Number one, Shalosh Mesimos, line number six, Yeshton Yisrael Baratzam. As the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, there are three jobs that a king must, that the Bnei Yisrael must do when they come into Eretz Yisrael. Hamlachas Melech, Mechias HaMalek, Vakamas HaMikdash, appointing a king, wiping out HaMalek, and building the base of Mikdash, and as we've discussed many times in the past, in that order. Kasher, Shtei HaMisimos Achronos, Tulios B'kach Sheish Melech Shivsosan. The first, the second, and third are totally on the Melech. As the Gemara says, you have to have a Melech in order to wipe out HaMalek to then build the base of Mikdash. So it's interesting that Shmuel gets upset, right? The king, is it a positive, is it a negative? But what's a greater question is that all of these three are really attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the Melech, Hashem is the one that wipes out Amalek, and Hashem is the one to build the Beis HaMikdash, in certain sources. Ach magdola tmiya, kshanu magalim, sheshloshes hatafkidim agdolim alalu. These three amazing missions, miyuchasim laKadosh Baruch Hu, kapoel osam basmo levado. What do we have by Shiras Hayam? Tvi'emo v'sita'emo bahar nachalascha. Hashem is going to help conquer the land. Mikdash Hashem korenu yadecha. Macho emcha zecher amalek. And of course, Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed, he quotes. Kvish omer Shmuel atzmo. V'tomer, like Shmuel says, lo, v'tomer li lo, ki melech yimloch aleinav Hashem alokechem malkechem. Kfar yesh melech Yisrael. We already have a melech. We don't need another melech. Minu melech basar v'adam v'hum yutar v'geruah b'kach. So isn't that strange that these are the three mitzvahs that Bnei Yisrael are going to have to do when we go into Eretz Yisrael, as is described in the Gemara, and yet all three of these mitzvahs are really a job of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how are we supposed to understand that? So explains Rav Kashtiel, which is all point number one of two in this piece. Hatshuva l'kach on the next page. Shekashel l'chush b'fo'ak yashemu malkeinu. It's hard to recognize and to feel that Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch li'olam v'ed. Ha-manhigo sanu b'ramahu lumit, that leads us. Lo tamid yu iru'im gdolim kedugmas kriyas yamsuf. Not always will there be events like kriyas yamsuf. Bahem kaleros ulahatsir. Then it's easy to see and to declare Hashem Yimloch li'olam v'ed. Lacha shenova l'mnucha v'nachla. Once you get into the regular monotonous halavai, sometimes in history we should be monotonous and boring. So therefore, we have a king. But that king is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative. Representative on this earth. B'chol in Yani Amadina, Melech Basar Vadam, Hu Anosim L'Kulonu Todas Mamlacha. When we see the king, when we see a physical king, that will remind us and give us an inkling to leadership. We feel as a nation. When we have a king, nations have leaders, and nations have kings. Right? It's hard, in some theoretical way, to think about a king. The tafkid of a human king is not to substitute for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elo l'shakef es malchuso l'uma, but to reflect his malchus as a nation, ulegabsha saviv haTorah, and to concretize it around the Torah, saviv kabbalas malchus shamayim. So the king, the human king, has to be like that. And throughout Sefer Malachim, we read there were some kings that were m'shakef, that reflected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, and they were successful. And then there were other kings that rejected and exactly were the opposite. David HaMelech, obviously, was it David and Shlomo? Again, nobody was perfect, but they were kings that generally, Chizkio, Yoshio, kings that followed the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's also part of why he always has to have the Torah, as we know. The Kasel Os Mishnah Torah Zos Al Sefer, the Shlomo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mishnah Mashmot Sida Sheini Shalat Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, V'chulu, he continues. So that's number one. Number one is, how can we ask for a king? Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our king, and all the things that a king is supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to do it. As long as the king in our world is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and meant to give us the inkling of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then it's successful. I think we mentioned in the past, recently, Rav Dessler in the fifth volume of the Mechdem Elio has an idea relating to Kibbud Av V'Em. And he asks, why is it that Hashem created the world with the parent-child model? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world. Everybody comes from the ground, like Adam and Chava. Right? Why do we even need the parent-child model? Everything. So says the Michtam Elio, because without the child-parent model, we would never have an inkling. What does it mean to be a who hativ? What does it mean to have one being give so much and be mashkia and invest so much in the other being and not even focus on themselves and shape their whole existence? Kaviyachal. To give and to be good. Because we have the parent-child model, we could have an inkling to the Bore Nivra model. Because when we see a parent who does everything for their children, and the love, and the unconditional love that a parent has for a child, so then we get an inkling, a little bit. Hashem loves us more than a father loves a child. But we get a little inkling into Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, and that's is a mashal to the king also. He's supposed to give us an inkling. A melech, he's also supposed to give an inkling into what melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is supposed to be. So that's message number one of Rav Kashdiel. But then we have message number two. Message number two, as he says, on the left side. HaMelech kimerkazu uvam makabalus minuyo mikoach shnei garmim. The king, as the centerpiece of the nation, gets his authority, his appointment, through two causes from opposite sides. Hagorim arishon hu hatzibur. The first gorim is the tzibur. The am ein melech below am. Hayachidim amizbatlim mitzarchi amemlacha umanikim lasemunam. The individuals nullify themselves to the needs of the malchus and they give him their imun, their trust. Heim nostim lamelech esamchuto. They give him their authority. Hamelech oger bekirbo is his batlus ayachidim leuma. The king, on the one hand, has all the other nation nullified, so to speak. They're mizbatel to the king. But on the other hand, in order for the king to have the authority, he is mizbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the king is somewhere in the middle. The whole world, the whole am is mizbatel to him, but the way it's going to be successful if he takes that, and he is then mizbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagorem asheni umini mishamayim. So he gets one meaning from earth by everyone being mizbatel to him, and he gets one meaning from shamayim, the opposite. Hamizbate bizbatlus masmedes shel hamelech l'ribono shel olam. Constantly being mizbatel. And it's reflected in a fascinating halacha. Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Daled, talking about the hishtachavayas, the bowings that we do in davening. Pshute am, we are simple people. Where do we bow? We bow a couple of times in Shemona Esrei. Karim bebirchas avos, tchila vasof. We said the first bracha, ubirchas hodah, by modim, tchila vasof. Kohen Gadol, what does the Kohen Gadol have to do? Every bracha, the Gemara says. Hayakorea besof kol bracha. Olafi deracheres betchilas kol bracha. Okay, every bracha. The melech, what does the melech have to do, says the Gemara? Kivin shekara, shuveno zokef. He stays down. He stays down the entire Shmona Esrei. Hamelech hayakorea betchilas tfilas Shmona Esrei, v'nishar bekriyaso atzof atfilas. Gotta have good back muscles. But he bends the whole time. L'melechim bakashos pratios. There's no bakashos private. Hu mishtachve kol tfila kula. Why? His spotless. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech shemachal al kvodo, ein kvodo machal. This amazing balance. He can't be machal on his kavod. The whole am has to be misbatel to him, but he has to be misbatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu shlicha shal uma v'kula v'spatlus mochletes b'fnei ribono shel olam. Som tasim alecha melech. Yes. Mitzidenu, we have to put a king over us. Anu makavam aleinu asamchuto v'chayavim l'chabdo u'legadlo. But the melech himself, David HaMelech, anochi tola'as v'lo ish. I am a tola'as. I am a worm. Right, the Rambam describes the king in Hilchos Malachim. Tziva lios libo bekirbo shafal v'chalal. His heart, it has to be low. V'yechoneinu merachim l'ktanem u'gdolam. And he has to have compassionate to all. Where does that come from? They were mispatel to him, but if he's mispatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes that he's a shliach. He's a public servant in the ultimate sense of the word. V'yetzi v'yavo b'chatzeim u'v'tovasam. V'yachaz akvod katad shebiktaneim. And he is rachmanis on all. Ukshe medabra akal akal b'lashen rabim. And when he speaks to the call, yedaber rachos. He speaks softly. V'yispol tarcham u'masam. And that's how the king does. And that's what the Sefer Tehillim is a bitui of. This is batlus that David has. David, getting back to point one, doesn't try to be a substitute for God, but a representative of God. What a gorgeous thought. Les leimi garme klum on the next page. Nothing from himself. David has nothing for himself. And he ends up by saying two other points. Right? The quotes from a Shloha Kadosh, that Kisei, the Kisei is the throne. Kisei stands for the three things that a king can't have too many of. Right? Kisei, Kesef, Sus, Isha. Those are the three. Lamelech, Asa, Lahakim, Asma, Kisei. You can't build your own throne. You can't sit on your own throne and have plenty of horses and women and money. It's not about yourself. And that's what we have to recognize. And then he ends off amazingly. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, you know, at a certain time, that if I kid, Rosh Hashanah, alluded to in Sanhedrin, also by Kiddush HaChodesh, that by Kiddush HaChodesh, when the Gzeira, the Romans made a Gzeira, that you couldn't do Kiddush HaChodesh, they had to send secret messages about whether the moon was seen and there was a Rosh Chodesh. So what was their secret? And we say this in Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael Chavikayim. Why David Melech Yisrael? Because David's like the moon. Dove is like the moon. The moon is misbatal to the sun. The moon doesn't stand on its own, it's just a reflection. Malchus Yisrael ikula bebechinas levana. Yareach mekabelas or ein la me'atz maklum. And that's why the secret message of the moon is Davan HaMelech, because that's the ultimate in Malchus. Okay. Moving right along, we have another thought about a melech from Rabbi Sachs in Lessons in Leadership, where he talks about, in this parsha, we not only have the king. We have three types of leaders, says Rabbi Sachs. We have kahuna, right? We have discussed trumas and hageis and zerol chaim lakeva. We have another mountainous kahuna in the parsha, and we have malchus, and we have the rabbanan, and we have Torah, and we have losasur, right? All discussed in our parsha, right? So, what is this? What's the message of putting all of these next to each other in the same parsha? As Rabbi Sachs says on the next page, on page 4, power in the human arena is to be divided and distributed. Not concentrated in a single person or office. Even if there's a king, that doesn't mean he has all the religious power. That doesn't mean he has all the power to function in the temples. In biblical Israel, there were kings, priests, and prophets. Three. Melachim, Kohanim, and Nevi'im. Kings had secular governmental power. Priests, Kohanim, were the leaders in the religious domain, presiding over the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, giving rules. Nevi'im were mandated by God to be critical of the corruptions of power and to recall the people to their religious vocation. This parsha deals with all three roles. All three roles, but again, we're focusing on Melachim right now. And he says, as is expressed, and he quotes from Shmuel also, doesn't seem to be such a positive, right? And they're the very bidieved, like a king. He has all these limits, and does whole machlokes about whether it's something positive, something negative. You see on the bottom left, quotes of machlokes we've shown him. The extreme variation among the commentators, as to whether monarchy is a good institution or a dangerous one. The Rambam holds, the appointment of a king is an obligation. Eben Ezra, it's a consent. Abar Benel, it's a concession. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, it's a punishment. So what is it? So the success of a successful king in Judaism, Rabbi Sack says, is, as he says on the right side, what is it? What is the one thing the king has to do? Okay, he can't have too many wives and too many horses, too much money. He has to have a Torah with him, meaning he has to learn, and he has to read. What does it say by Yoshua ben Nun in the beginning of Yoshua? Right. What does it say? V'yagisa bo yom v'alayla. Leaders learn. That is the principle at stake here, says the Rabbi Sacks. We even know what's the greatest leader called? A Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham. He's always learning. Yes, they have advisors, elders, counselors, an inner court of sages and literati. And yes, biblical kings had prophets. Shmuel, Tishol, Natsan, the David, Yishayahu, Chizkiah. But those on whom the destiny of the nation turns may not delegate away the task of thinking, reading, studying, and remembering. They are not entitled to say, the politicians, the kings, I have affairs of state to worry about, I have no time for books. No. Leaders must be scholars, b'nei Torah, if they are to direct and lead the people of the book. They have to learn. The king always has to have a Torah with him. V'karabo kol yimei chayav. The greatest leaders, they're always learning. And then he quotes in examples. He quotes, the great statesmen of modern times understand this, at least in secular terms. Gladstone, he quotes four times, Prime Minister of Britain, had a library of 32,000 books. And we know, because he made a note in his diary when he finished a book, that he read 22,000 of them. Assuming he did this over 80 years, he lived to be 88. He started when he was 8. That means he read about 275 books a year, or more than 5 books a week for a lifetime. He also wrote many books on a wide variety of topics, v'chulu. He continues, because Rabbi Sacks says he was a successful leader, successful leaders learn. And then he quotes from Ben-Gurion, also a huge library, David, Shlomo, they're all about the books, they're all about learning. Yes, there's a challenge of a king, positive, negative, but we know how to have a positive king if a king continues learning. What does Shlomo HaMelech ask for? Hashem says, I'll give you anything in the world. What do you want? I want Chachma. I want wisdom to be able to be focused on understanding and being your servant. Being your servant, says on the right side now, though few of us are destined to be kings, presidents, or prime ministers, there is a general principle at stake. Leaders learn. They read, they study. They take time to familiarize themselves with the world of ideas. Only thus do they gain perspective to be able to see further and clearer than others. Leaders should never stop learning. This is how they grow and teach others to grow with them. So a number of points about Malchus. Okay, we continue now with a detail. A detail of the pasuk. So we spoke about already lo yarbe. Lo yarbe lo nashim, lo yarbe lo susim, lo yarbe kesef izov, lo yarbe lo mos. There is a medrash that many are aware of. If you look in source number 7, the Shemin HaTov in the fourth volume of Shemin HaTov quotes it. The medrash in Shmos, the pasuk says in Koheles, ki ma adam sheyavo acharei ha-melech, eisa shekfar asohu, no more al Shlomo. That pasuk is said about Shlomo. Daksuv lo yarbe lo nashim. The pasuk says you can't have too many wives. Amat Shlomo v'hechem akzir asosh l'kadosh baruch hu. Shlomo says he's omeid and he says I'm gonna outsmart. I can do it. Don't worry. V'yomer lama amar kadosh baruch hu lo yarbe lo nashim. Lo b'shvil shlo yasa levavo. It says in the Torah, right? Why does Hashem not want me to have too many wives? Because he doesn't want my heart to be moved by them. Don't worry about it. Ani arbe v'libi lo yaser. My heart's not gonna be moved. And we know he failed. But Osa Shah also Yud Shebiyarbe. Vinishtat Chalavnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud goes up and asks Hashem, Amr Lefanov, right? Lokach Amarte Enos Batilim and Natura Lolam. What's happening to me? The Osa is going to be Batel. The Adua, the Basof Hidun Hashem is Lavav Shlomo, Shlomo falls. And many ask, why Dafka the Yud? Why Dafka the Yud? Just parenthetically, we spoke about in previous years, why Dafka this Avera is going up to Hashem? Right? Lo Yarba, every Avera should go up. Hashem, I'm going to be Batel. Right? Only this Avera is going to say, Hashem, I'm going to be Batel. No, so I think what Sarutzkin said, because by all other mitzvahs, there are many Jews that are doing or not doing it. Here, it's only about the king. And if the king is violating, then nobody else is not violating this this Isser. So that's why it's different. Okay, but that was about why this compared to other mitzvahs. But now, what about the Yud? Why is it Dafka the Yud, the letter in this word, the whole letter, the whole pasuk? Why is it Dafka the Yud? So here the Shem HaTov quotes three pshatim, why the Yud? V'shamati davar mechudad me'er Rabbi Yonasan. Me'er Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz in his name. Sha'amar. Halo nomar bakasuv. The pasuk says in Kiseitse. Next week's parsha. Lo yavo amoni amo avivikal Hashem. Amon and Moav are not allowed in. Gam dar asiri lo yavo ad olam. As we know, even the 10th generation. V'darshu chazal. Amoni v'lo amonis. Moavi v'lo moavis. And chazal say, darshin only the males. Amoni v'lo amonis. Moavi v'lo moavis. Vayde zeh. Huta l'boaz lisez rizam ovi. And that's how David Melech was saved. Right, remember, there were those that were not interested in having David in Doeg, but because we made that drasha of Moavi, v'lo Moavis, Amoni, v'lo Amonis, that's how we could have David and Shlomo and his line. V'nimsa! It's all for that Yud. If it just said Amon and Moav, nothing to talk about. Amoni, v'lo Amonis, we darshan. Nimsa, del mali, ayakos of Amon and Moav, b'stam b'li Yud. If it would have been written stam, ayah David asa lava bakal. There wouldn't have been ability to make a drasha. V'lo ayah bashlomo la'olam l'kahal Hashem. Dafka al yedei os yud bashlomo. The yud saved Shlomo from in Amoni u'moavi. And David, v'hu avar alo yarbe. So the yud saved him? And that's why the yud is going up from that. The yud saying, I said, the reason that Shlomo is a king is because of me, and now look what he's doing. L'chein dafka esayud nishtatcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing shot, number one. Number two is the Maral Diskin, he quotes. Maral Diskin matzasi teretz acher. What does it say here? You, king, do not be marbe. Doesn't say that. It's in third person. The king shall not. Doesn't say you shall not in Lashon Sivui. The king shall not. Doesn't say lamelach lo tarbe lo nashim. Hayagam shlomo nizam li sarbe nashim. It just said you don't. Avakim et shenam marbe lashon lo yarbe. Hayasavur ze'eno elat sivui lebezdin. Right? What are these things? It's a sivui. Bezdin, make sure the king doesn't do this. He didn't take it on himself. V'lo l'melech b'frat. U'mize yasa te'uso. L'svarki hu lo yasa l'vavo. Bezdin's not going to stop me. I'll handle it. Imkein os yud bedafka. Because it says, instead of saying lo tarbet, it says lo yarbet. It says the yud that led to the mistake. And therefore the yud went up to complain. Number two. Finally, number three, line 22. U'bedera pashtus ef shalomar. Tahada also hayud bedafka balalambe. This is the Shem HaTov himself. The afilu osachiktana. The Yud is saying, I'm the smallest. Afilu. The point is, even a tiny little letter says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, you say nothing's batel from the Torah. You say nothing is batel. Afilu kutzel shel yud shel Torah yef shel avatla. If you afilu b'makam de nimsa b'kasu of sibas ha'iser, and even if you find a place where you see the iser. The reason for this are written to Efshalomo Kiilu Eser Tali Bitznai. Right here, it's Kiilu this is Tali. Kahadinam Leyal Anashim Leyasul Avavo. To Nidme Halo Yasser Kitznai. It seems like that. Vimkin Efshalo Adam Kishlomo Latos. Right, some of the Shlomo can make a mistake. The Azeh Ba Yud Lalamed. The Yud said, no, you can't. Efshal Litzlos Os Achas Batorah Beizat Tam Sheyia. Nothing of the Torah is dependent. Is totally on something. No, the yud goes and says, there's no os. There's no os that's going to be batel, even if it looks like it's dependent, but it's not going to be batel. Three pshatim relating to the yud of lo yarbe, or lo yasur, or the other lo yarbe as well. Okay, one final point. We have a lot about kings. We have the Simon Labanim, and we're by Sachs, and we have the yud. And we have one more thought about kings. One more thought, and this is in Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, the Sefer Tiferes Yonasan. We have many Sfarim of his, so this is in Tiferes Yonasan, and he focuses on the double Lashon towards the end of the section. Right, we have all these Psukim going from Pasuk Yudalid through Pasuk Chaf, so in Pasuk Yutes and Chaf, he should have the Torah with him, so he'll be able to follow and have Yirat Shamayim. Last Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf, Levilti Rum of Avo Me'achav, so he doesn't hold himself higher than his brothers. Ulevilti Rusur Min HaMitzvah Yamun Uspal. He doesn't turn right or left. What's that double Lashon? He doesn't get arrogant, and he doesn't turn right or left. Lamar and Yarech Yamim, and with this, he'll be able to have Arichos Yamim. Hu Ubanav Bekerev Yisrael. Says of Yonatan Aibish, it's near eh. This is a creative thinker. Dehoinyanhu, Demelech Tzarech Lios Anav Ma'od. As we saw before, the Melech has to be ultimately humble. Rak the Tzarech Lios Lefamim Begov Aleif. But once in a while, he's got to have appropriate gaiva about himself. We'll see what that means. Laman lo yachta, so that he doesn't sin. Dehainu. Madamatzinu b'shol. What happened by Shol? Shol HaMelech lets the am keep the animals. And what happens? Im katan ata be'enecha, rosh shifte Yisrael ata. Shmuel says, you think you're small, you're big. What does he mean by that? Says Rav Yonatan Aibishitz, v'inyan hu kach. To Moshe chata b'ma shehike esatzur. Moshe hit the rock, v'hu rachi katan. It's only we read that. We all have this feeling. We read Parshas Chukas, we're like, come on. For that? He's not going into Eretz Yisrael for hitting the rock, and that's what all the Rishonim struggle, and they give all the pshatim, he's angry, and they took the bitachon, and all the wonderful pshatim. After all is said and done, from all the 11 pshatim that the Abarbanel gives, or however many it is, and all the mefarshim, it still rubs us the wrong way a little bit. Like it's, but you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nismali alav evra v'nishma shlo yavah Moshe l'Eretz Yisrael. Why? L'fiteva re'us eni abrios. Even Rabbi Yonatan Aibich, it says, in my eyes, in any, ha'onesh u'kimad kaved ala chet hazeh. It's so terrible, such a heavy onesh for the chet. Raksiv u'sivivav nisara ma'od. We don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimate tzadik v'yashar. He's ultimate in mishpat. Ultimate. And therefore, if somebody's on that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges them differently. And he has his own cheshbonos. V'darshu chazal u'svivav haynu akrovim el Hashem hema tzadikim nisarim ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik imam kuchut asayra. Hashem is medaktik. V'lakach Moshe dehaya gadol b'mayla. Afilo achid kata nenash bonash gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is unbelievable level, even on a tiny little chait, he's ne'enash. Because that was Moshe. Because of his godless, he has to be on an even higher level. He says, that's what's going on by the king. Shol, you don't think of yourself as so great? Katanata. Shol. Yes, a king has to be a tremendous anav. But for yourself, I'm an anav, and therefore that I'm so down here, and that's not a chait for me? No, no. You also got to look at yourself as an unbelievable godless, and therefore Hashem's going to judge you. Kuchut asayra. In katanata be'enecha, v'nechsha machmazos kechet katan. You think you're small, so this is like nothing, a chet katan? Rosh shifte Yisrael ata, you're great, you're a king, and therefore a little chet is nechshav gadol. V'zeo sh'amar kan, that's the two phrases here. Levilti rum levavo me'echav, shute anav v'shafel. On the one hand, you have to be an anav, you have to be shafel, you can't raise yourself up. Like we said, to be mizvatel, v'yafal pikein. Levilti sermon ha-mitzvah, but still also, on the other hand, can't go so far down that you're going to turn away from mitzvahs. Levilti sermon ha-mitzvah, lo yimim lo l'smol, ki chet katan, nechshav lo l'gadol. So you can't do that. So one has to have the balance. Same, similar idea to what we said before in the Siman Labanim, right? It has to be his batlus in one direction and then his batlus in the other direction as well. Again, the balance of I'm great and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge me, you know, very carefully, but I'm humble in front of the Am. Okay. A little later in the parsha, we talk about Nevi'im. That leader we spoke about. A little bit about the Rabbanim. We're speaking about all of them. Right? We spoke about Yimin Usmol and the Klei Yakar. We spoke about a Melech, and now we're speaking about the Nevi'im. In Yud Ches Tezvav, the Torah tells us there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to the Navi. Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoni yakim l'cha Hashem l'kecha. When a Navi is proven, like me, meaning a true Navi, and he's proven, elav tishma'un. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to a Navi. Mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to a Navi, as well, even if it's a Rasha, El Yoba Har Carmel, a mitzvah d'oraisa to listen to a Navi. The Rambam, interestingly here, just in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah, in source number 9, and we're not going to read the whole thing, you have there Halachas Aleph through Dalet, Perek Tes of Yisodiyah Torah, the Rambam talks about what's the purpose of a Navi. The Rambam talks about it's one of the Yisodis HaEmunah that there is Nevuah, But then the Rambam talks about what is the purpose of a Navi. Davar barur umefurash b'Torah. It's a clear. Shehi mitzvah omedes la'olam al-olmei olamim. Right? In the, it's a mitzvah. Ein la lo shinui v'lo giron la tosefes. It's mitzvahs don't change. As the Rambam calls it, Sharanochi mitzvah eschem osot ishmael asos lo tosef lo sigram imenu. Nothing's changing. Every letter, every word of the Torah, every mitzvah is forever. Halamata shekol divrei Torah mitzuvan al asosim ad olam. Right? You can't, everything is perfect and shalem. Lafichach im yamodish ben Yisrael midbeim in ha'umos v'yasa osim lofes. If somebody does a miraculous sign and says, Hashem sent me, Hashem shalcha lahosif mitzvah lagor mitzvah, Hashem says, I want to add on a mitzvah, I want to take away a mitzvah, olafarish b'mitzvah mitzvahs pirish l'shamanu mimoshe, or a totally different pshat to a mitzvah, right, a different priyetz hadar, o sh'amar sh'osan ha'mitzvahs is tavu, or the mitzvahs that we've been doing all along, they're not mitzvahs, all of these are nevi'e sheker. You can't get rid of a mitzvah, you can't add on a mitzvah. So the Rambam says, but there's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi. So what is the Navi supposed to tell us? The Navi's not telling us mitzvahs, right? What does the Gemara say? Beginning of Megillah, Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. Navi can't be Mechadish. So what does the Navi do? What's the purpose? Im Kain, says the Rambam, Lama Namar Batora Navi Akim Lohem Yikar V'Achecha Acheyem Kamocha V'Nasadi Dvarim Bipiv V'Davar L'Mei Tzajur Atzavenu. We have to listen to a Navi. He's not telling us mitzvahs. So what's he going to tell us? What's the content? Lo Lasos Das Huba. And we know this, but we just see it in the Rambam. He's not coming to create religion. Elo litzavos al divrei haTorah. To command about the Torah, to tell us to listen. Ula hazhir ha'am shel yabroleh. To command us to encourage us to do the Torah and not violate. Kamo she'amar ha'achron shebahem. The achron, the last Navi, Malachi, was the last thing that he says. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. The last Navi summarizes it all. Nevuah is about following the Torah. What about every Navi in Sefer Malachim? Every Navi in Sefer Shmuel. Follow the mitzvahs. Follow the mitzvahs, not adding on. Once in a while you'll have it. But it's not. V'chein in Sivan b'divrei Rishus. Sometimes a Navi will tell us the very just, Kagon l'chul l'makom ploni, or I'll tell who, I'll asum melchama. A Navi will say, do this, don't do this. Go to war, don't go to war. Right? What Yoshio should have asked the Navi Yirmiyo. Should I fight this king coming up from Mitzrayim? The answer is no. Just let him go through your land. But he didn't ask. He didn't take the Navi's advice. Mitzvah l'shmo alo, but there's a mitzvah to listen if it's a divrei rishus. V'yover al divarav chayev misa b'dei shamayim. And if somebody violates whatever the Navi says, chayev misa. The Navi's telling you to do something or not to do something. So a Navi could encourage. A Navi could discourage. A Navi could command. A Navi could forbid. But he's not adding on. It's not adding on. And even if temporarily there is a harasha of some kind, and we know that he is a proven Navi, that we might listen temporarily. But that's not Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra. He can't do that. That's a yesod. A Navi, as great as a Navi is, he can't write a new Torah. Right? Maybe that's unique to the Jewish religion. You can't write a new Torah, no matter what. And he says, V'chein, where it's underlined, She'yomalo ha'navi she'nodelu shu navi. If a Navi that we know is a Navi tells us to violate temporarily, we listen. Elio Bahar Carmel. Right? If a Navi tells us, so we can't, Pikuach Nefesh, not even a Navi, a Pikuach Nefesh, and we have to fast on Pesach because of the Jewish people are in danger. Whatever it is, and Mordechai and Esther tell us that. So that's what we do. That's what we listen to. So the Rambam tells us the job of a Navi is not to be Mosif, not to be Goreya, but a Navi is to encourage and to discourage. And therefore a Navi, if you think about it, is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't scream out instructions from Shemayim, but he sends his shlichim to give us messages. Right? Imagine if we would, the whole history would be different. If, say, for Malachim, especially Malachim Beis, or even Malachim Aleph, right? What the Nevi'im said, but it was not meant to be, but Nevuah is a chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just Dafka for the Navi, but for those that hear the Navi and those that are able to listen and be encouraged by the Navi. That's what the Navi is there for our benefit. And finally, the last thought is about a mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs, as we mentioned. Re'ei Shoftim Kiseitzei are jam packed. Maybe we'll end with the mitzvah of Hasagas Gevul, Baal Tasig. Perek Yutes Pasik Yud Dalet. So we're usually familiar with this of Hasagas Gvul, of opening up another pizza shop nearby. But that's not what it means in the Torah. In the Torah, it has a much more basic, earlier point, even though that is an application of this halacha, but let's see what is meant in the Torah. Says the Torah here by Shishi, Lo sasig gvul reyacha asher gavlu rishonim, do not tasig, don't change, Targum Unkel says, Lo tashne, don't change the gvul of your friend, reyacha asher gavlu rishonim, that the earlier people made the border, but achalascha asher tinchal, in the nachla that Hashem told you, ba'ar desher Hashem lokecha, no sein lecha lerishta. So what does that mean? Lo tasig, Rashi quotes, Lashon nasogu archor, putting it back. The Targum says, changing it. Rashi is putting it back. Kishemachzer simin chalukas hakarka la'achor l'tochstei chaver. You move your border into your friend's field. You kind of sneaky, in a sneaky way, you steal from him. La'aman harchivet shalo. V'halok farnema lo tigzol. Already says lo tigzol. What is this? Two lavim in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Gemara talks about, the Rashi talks about it. But if you look in source 10 and 11, we have the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai. We did Rabbeinu Bachai, I think, a year or so ago, but we'll start with the Ramban, because often they overlap. Says the Ramban Lotasik, Azhara Shleishan Tchuma Chaluka Shechelku Anesiim Esharis L'Shvatim Ol Yachid Mehem. Do not change the Chalukas of the Nesiim. Do not change the Nachlas Ashvatim. The Alken Amar Shargavlu Rishonim. Who are the Rishonim? Hem El Azra Kom Yoshua Ben Nun V'Nesiyeh Hamatos. And that's what the context of the pasuk. B'Nachlas Chasher Tinchal. It's clear this pasuk is don't change the Nachlas. V'tama mitzvah zo, says the Ramban, Shelo yachshov adam lomar, ein chalki asher natnu li shavek mochil chaveri. Right? It's about kina. It's about losis ave. It's about not being sameach bechalko. Lo tasig. Do not change the border. Don't think your border, oh yeah, the nice border, I'm pushing it. Ki toa chalkim. Oh, the Urim V'Tumim made a mistake. Oshi yotzi belibo laz ala gorolos. V'lo yezeg ebein av gezel klal. What am I stealing? I'm just moving. Don't be cholik on the chalukah. V'lo yishane agvul and klal lo beseser v'lo v'gali. That is, it's really the pasha pshat is the nachlas. V'aldas Rabbi Seinu, the Ramban says, it's going into the chum of your friend, which, as we know, then gets into many lamaisa elements in terms of dini mamonis issues. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes Rashi, and he quotes the Ramban, as we saw, and then he adds his own on line 8. V'efshar lomar. So already the Ramban has take a step back. I think the Ramban, don't argue on the Nachla. Don't argue on the earlier generations. Don't think that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a mistake. So it's already a fundamental hashkafic mitzvah, but says the Rabbeinu Bachai, there's another idea. Don't be masig vol. Don't go into borders where you're not supposed to be. V'yav shalomar, where it's underlined. She'yuchlo lakasav ashara lakanmus ha'olam. Ki ha'kofer, this is a warning for rejecting my sabratius. Ki akofer bechidish yikra masig vol. You're going over your borders. You're going over the red line. You're going back in time where you shouldn't be going back. Ki meshiv hu meshiv achor emunas chidish ha'olam. You're moving the border of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're moving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture. As the Mishnah is described in Chagiga, certain things we don't ask. Malamala malamata, malafnim malachar. Shugvulo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shechidsho vikbilo bizman gritzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. Hashem is there. It's His gvul. Asher gavlu rishonim v'heim avos v'moshe. Ki ha'avos b'cholin yaneim u'mikreim he'idu al chidish v'hodu elav. Right, the avos recognized, the earlier generations, they connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They knew. V'zeh ki'inyan, as it says, sh'alavicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yom rulach. Ein sorach lomar Moshe be'amitas ha'nevuah b'kabalas ha'torah. Not only that, but even recognizing, ma'isa b'reishas, recognizing, b'nachalas chasher tinchal in the nachla that you were nochel. That you were nochel from the earlier generations. Ki ikar hanakuda vagvula mugbal ba'olam hazeh hu nachlas rasha tinchal. Right. What's the nachla that we get? Olam hazeh. Olam hazeh, with our limited understanding, with our finite understanding, that's the nachla where we have to stay. Right. When we start wondering about other worlds, that's hasagas gvul. Kadosh Baruch Hu's gvul. That's His gvul. Don't be masik gvul. Otasik gvul reyacha shagavul rishonim. Don't be masik gvul. And that's what is mentioned here, and we have to recognize there are things that we can't understand. There are things beyond us. We recognize we don't want to be masik vol. to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we recognize our limits. So we spoke about Rabbanim, we spoke about Melachim, and we spoke about Nevi'im. All leadership, we daven for the proper leadership, and ultimately seeing the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shining brightly in our day. Okay, we'll stop here.